Laudato Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
Pope Benedict on Friday spoke to the bishops of Thailand who are in Rome on their ad limina visits. The Southeast Asian country has 63 million people, most of whom are Buddhist. The Christian population is only about 500,000, of which nearly 300,000 are Catholics served by 10 dioceses. Pope Benedict spoke to them about the forces of globalization.
On the one hand, there's a growing multitude of economic and cultural bonds, which usually enhance a sense of global solidarity and shared responsibility for the well-being of humanity. On the other, there are disturbing signs of a fragmentation and a certain individualism in which secularism takes a hold, pushing the transcendent and the sense of the sacred to the margins, and eclipsing the very source of harmony and unity within the universe.
He said Christians can work with Buddhists to help confront this challenge.
In concordance with Buddhists, you can promote mutual understanding concerning the transmission of traditions to succeeding generations, the articulation of ethical values discernible to reason, reverence for transcendent, prayer and contemplation. Such practices and dispositions serve the common well-being of society and nurture the essence of every human being.
He also spoke to them about the role the Church has in facing the negative influences in Thai society.
I wish to express my appreciation for the efforts of the entire Catholic community of Thailand to uphold the dignity of every human life, especially the most vulnerable. Of particular concern to you is the scourge of the trafficking of women and children and prostitution. Undoubtedly, poverty is a factor underlying this phenomena, and in this regard, I know much is being achieved through the Church's development programs. But there is a further aspect which must be acknowledged and collectively addressed if this abhorrent human exploitation is to be effectively confronted. I am speaking of the trivialization of sexuality in the media and entertainment industries, which fuels a decline in moral values and leads to the degradation of women, to the weakening of fidelity in marriage, and even the abuse of children.
Pope Benedict also encouraged the bishops in their efforts in operating schools and universities in the country and urged them to make their institutions accessible to the poorest in the country.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.